And turning to Iraq itself, today a U.S. Marine convoy entered the city of Fallujah for the first time in weeks. Iraqi security forces accompanied the Marines in armored vehicles. It was a test of the shaky truce in that Sunni-controlled city. It was the scene of a long standoff between U.S. forces and Iraqi insurgents. Tony Perry of the Los Angeles Times rode with the joint convoy today, and he joins us now from Fallujah. Tony, what's the mood in Fallujah like now, and how did that patrol go?
Well, the mood, as best we could tell from rolling in on this convoy, is split between those that don't like the Americans at all, and we're making various finger gestures to indicate that, and other people who seem to have a kind of curiosity about the Americans. I didn't experience much warmth of appreciation that you often get when you roll into various Iraqi cities. It was a very tense situation. It was the first time the Marines have gone into Fallujah since March 18th, actually, into the downtown. On March 18th, they were caught in a firefight and they had 17 casualties. Today, because of heavy security by the Iraqi security forces and also advanced planning by the Marines, there were no shots fired, there were no casualties, and it was a quick visit, 25 minutes, once we got to the mayor's house. But it was a visit that went off without a shot, without a hitch, and was considered a first small step towards rebuilding maybe some trust between the residents of Fallujah and the Americans.
And what's the relationship like between the Iraqi security forces themselves and the Marines?
It's, again, mixed. Some of these folks just a few weeks ago were part of the insurgency that was fighting the Marines, and now they're part of the security forces, either the Army or the Iraqi Civil Defense Corps, sort of a National Guard kind of thing. Many of them say quite plainly they wish the Americans were not in their city. Before we rolled in, there was a pointed discussion between one of the Iraqi captains and the top Marine general, Major General James Mattis, in which the Iraqi captain said, "I wish you weren't here. I wish you weren't coming into our city. We can take care of our city. Please don't come into our city." And the general said, "I understand your position, but it is not time for us to leave yet. We still can help you. And we're going to do that. Our position is the same as yours. We want to leave this city and leave it to you, but the time isn't right yet." So it is an odd relationship between supposed allies who differ on some fundamental points like who should be where and who should be doing what. At one point, the convoy was going to be 30 Marine vehicles, including tanks, was going to go all the way through the city, including the infamous bridge where the burned and mutilated bodies of the four contractors were hanged March 31st. But there was negotiations, and ultimately there were only 10 Marine vehicles and 10 Iraqi vehicles. Only went partway into the city, didn't go to the bridge, no tanks.
Now, you say today's patrol lasted only 25 minutes. What are these patrols aiming to accomplish?
Well, this is what, in the argot, this is what is called proof of concept. The concept was if the Marines pull out and give the responsibility for stabilizing Fallujah to the Iraqi security forces, they'll be able to do so. And one test said from the very first on this 2 weeks ago was, can they ensure that Westerners can come in and out of this city unmolested to begin the rebuilding process? Uncle Sam's got $100 million or more ready to throw at Fallujah, but you can't throw it while people are shooting at you. This was the first test, a small test admittedly, of whether the Iraqi security forces can make this city safe enough for Westerners to come in and do business.
Now, as I'm sure you're aware, the Iraqi prisoner abuse scandal is still resonating here in the U.S. What do Marines there tell you about that? How is that affecting them?
Well, they're sickened by it. It's against everything that they're taught. Marines are taught all the way from boot camp how to treat prisoners humanely. And this is way out of bounds of anything that is even possible. Marines have had their own problems with treatment of prisoners last year, but it was more on the line of maybe maltreating them, roughing them up as you're trying to move them from point A to point B. Not acceptable, being punished, but nowhere near this degradation in the pictures and all the rest of it. The Marines are sickened by it, and also, more than that, this just makes their life and their mission much, much more difficult. As one Marine told me, he said, "This is a flat tire on our 18-wheeler. This is not going to make things easier."
Tony Perry of the Los Angeles Times, traveling with the U.S. Marines in Fallujah, Iraq. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.